Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Anybody that got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they will let you know there is a difference. There is a difference. And I'm going to say this again. Just because you don't got it, don't mean you're going to go to hell. But your life could be so much fuller if you allow him to come on the inside. You understand what I'm saying? It'll be so much fuller. You'll have not just the measure, but you'll have the fullness thereof. Hekanda busha. I feel the anointing of God. Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, my God. I feel the presence of Jehovah in this place. He kondobosha. I feel his glory. Hey, my God, I feel him. I ain't taught on this in a while. Me and my wife taught this to our church specifically. But I haven't taught on this in a while. But I felt a tugging and a pulling to teach on this because so many people just don't know. And now, oh, I feel him again. My God. It's like a wind, y'all. It's a wind coming in here. Yeah. It's a wind in here. Fresh my wind. God, that's fresh supernatural. Wind. I'm looking at the plants. They're moving. Woo! My God, he's worthy. That right there, in my services, me and my wife's services, we see the tangible glory of God. A wind like from on high, like they had in the upper room. The Holy Spirit just come in like a rushing wind. That's just what happened. My God, listen to me. Listen to me. And then I'm going to get ready to close out, but I want you to hear this. If you did not hear the beginning of this, you really need to go back and listen to the replay. Listen to this. Galatians 5:22 through 23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, against and self-control. Against such there is no law." Understand this, all the fruit of the Spirit comes from the Holy Spirit. You can't have any fruit if you don't got the Holy Spirit. You understand what I'm saying? You can't have the fruit of the Spirit if you don't got the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is what gives all of the fruit. You understand what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit gives you joy. The Holy Spirit gives you peace. That's why I say the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of what? Of what Spirit? It says the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of what Spirit? The fruit of the Spirit of the living God. What is the Spirit of the living God? That is the Holy Spirit. So if the Holy Spirit is absent in your life, then joy is absent in your life. If the Holy Spirit is absent in your life, then peace is absent in your life. If the Holy Spirit is absent in your life, then true agape is absent in your life. Amen? I'll touch on it a little bit. The people that I told you, it's people right now today that's calling themselves prophets and they don't have any word in them. I tell prophets that the more word that you have in you, the more word that you will be able to prophesy. Oh my God, did you just hear that? Powerful revelation. That's what I said in the very beginning. The more word that you have in you, the more you are protected by God. Why? Because he protects his word over everything. When you begin to prophesy and you don't got any word in you, you're empty. You're empty. If you begin to prophesy and you're prophesying from an empty place, you're prophesying from a spirit of divination. Do you know what divination is? Do you know what that is? Do you know what a familiar spirit is? You're prophesying, like I told the other day, I taught on, I said, psychics can see it, but psychics can't change it. Because again, it goes back to my very beginning teaching. The anointing is what destroys the yokes. The anointing is what shifts things, change things, transform things. The anointing. You can operate out of a gift, but be absent of the anointing. So a lot of so-called prophets are operating out of a gift, or they may be operating out of a familiar place, which is called the familiar spirit, but they're now operating out of the anointing. No yokes are being destroyed in people's life. No bondage is being broken. The number one way you can tell a false prophet versus a real one is place a demon-possessed person in front of them. If that person professes to be a prophet of the Lord Jesus Christ and cannot cast out a devil, then they not who they say they are. Because all true prophets and apostles can cast out demons. Satan cannot cast out himself. Satan cannot cast out Satan. Understand that. Satan can't cast out Satan. He cannot cast himself out. So if they can't cast out a devil, but they say they're a prophet, they either have bad training. I'm not saying all of them are false, but they're not who they say they are. They either have bad training, or they got no word in them, or they imposters. Anybody can perform a miracle, as I said earlier in the broadcast. The Bible says in the last days there will be lying wonders, people that pop up that can do signs, miracles, and wonders. False signs, miracles, and wonders. So anybody can perform a miracle. Even the Bible says those who believe. Even if you believe on Christ, you can do a miracle. But the anointing is what breaks the yokes. You can't cast out a devil. You can't cast out a devil if you're not operating if you don't have the true anointing of God. So that's what I talked about. I touched on that in the beginning. Those of you all who are coming on this broadcast late, you really need to go watch the replay. That's how you could tell. So when everybody's talking about false prophets and all of that, with me, demons fly out. We literally see them. Black shadows, gray spirits, flying out of people's mouths, coming out of people's bellies. We see it in our ministry. You understand what I'm saying? We literally casting out devils. Anybody can perform miracles. Even the devil can give you a false miracle. That's why you got these witch doctors in third world countries. You know, you got these witch doctors in third world countries. People seem, they take them over to the witch doctor and they seem like they're getting healed and stuff. That stuff is real. Satan got power too. But Satan can never cast out a devil. You got these people that got these enlarged stomachs because they ate some voodoo type of stuff. Or they got a demon moving around in their belly. Take that person to a witch doctor. See what happens. They can't cast out a devil. So I talked about that, but I don't want to get off track, and I'm about to get ready to close out, but I really wanted people to understand this. Galatians 5:22-33, all the fruit of the Spirit comes from the Holy Spirit. Understand this. The gifts of the Spirit, that can be found also, and I'm just going to tell it to you, you can do it in your own research. In Romans 12:6-8, you can find the gifts of the Spirit. That's one place you can find the gifts of the Spirit. There's other passages as well. With this teaching, I really want people to be informed. I want the body of Christ to be informed. I want y'all to have an understanding that when you follow these people, you follow all of these different prophets, you're looking for a word, be very careful, because understand this, when you're looking for a word, that word, just like a psychic can give a word, a prophet can give a word, or a prophet can give a word, a psychic can give a word. But there's the source that it comes from is totally different. One prophesies from the Holy Spirit, the other one prophesies from the spirit of Satan. So if you standing before a prophet and that prophet doesn't have the Holy Spirit, then you got to ask yourself, what spirit are you allowing them to prophesy into your life? You got to understand that. That's why a lot of people, y'all go to these different conferences and stuff, letting these people lay hands on you. The Bible says, let no man lay hands on you suddenly. You letting these people lay hands on you and stuff, and they prophesy from a lot of them prophesy from a satanic place. And then you wonder why, oh my God, I just left the conference, I got into a car accident. Oh my God, I just left the conference and I got a bad headache. A lot of people get bad headaches. Oh my God, I just left this conference and I'm having pain in my body. Or I'm going to use the bathroom, I got blood in my stools. Or stuff starts to mess up in your life. Why? That comes from the person either. I'm not saying everybody is false. I'm not saying that. But some people, they're not who they say they are. Some people have not been trained properly by the Holy Spirit or by elders. Some people are not, they prophesying from an empty place. Not the place of God. So there's multiple factors. How you can tell is make sure you study the word. Get under a good Bible-based teacher, preacher that teach you the word. But also not just teach you the word, they demonstrate the word. The Bible tells us that the spirit gives life, but the letter killeth. What is it talking about in that context when it says letter? It's talking about just words. words. We're not just called to give words or just called to teach. Jesus' ministry was teaching, preaching, and demonstration. So find you a good Bible-based teacher that can teach you the word so you won't be deceived, and give you revelation so you won't be deceived in this end time. But also find someone that can demonstrate the power of God. It should not be lopsided. You got a pastor that all they do is teach, but they don't demonstrate. I'm not saying that pastor is false. I'm not saying that. That may not be his ministry. But then you got one person, all they do is demonstrate, but they don't teach. I'm not saying that person false. That may not be their ministry. But if I was you, because everybody has different ministries, but if I was you, I would find someone that's well-rounded. Well-rounded. Amen. Amen. I agree, man of God. You know them by their fruits. The Spirit of God will bring you to all truth. Amen. If you're just coming on, praise God for you, Lisa. If you're just coming on here, go back and listen to the beginning of this broadcast. I didn't go into the deep, because this is a deep teaching. Me and my wife did like a 2-3 hour seminar on this before. I'm going to cut it off here because I got other things to take care of. But I want you to share this, and I want those who are coming on here to go back and listen to the replay. I pray that this provided some clarity for you concerning the Holy Spirit, concerning the gifts of the Spirit, which I didn't even go deep into the gifts of the Spirit. I didn't talk about the word of knowledge. I didn't talk about the word of wisdom. I didn't talk about the tongue interpretation. I touched on a little bit, but I didn't go deep into the gifts, all the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of miracles and so forth. I'll save that for another day. But you can pull a lot of wisdom, a lot of understanding out of what I did deliver to you. And I pray that it bless you on today. We are the boss prophets. We are the generals. That's what heaven calls us, and that's what people calls us. And we love you so very much. We're your generals, your apostles, your prophets, your pastors. In Jesus' name, we love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Also, before I cut off, I want to say this, because I want to point this out. I oftentimes like to talk about this. People oftentimes say, well, it ain't no such thing as boss prophets and all of that. I say that it may not be a such thing as a boss prophet to you, but I'm a boss. Heaven calls me a boss. So I encourage you to call yourself a boss as well. Well, the word boss prophet ain't in Scripture. I say, is the word Holy Trinity in Scripture? The word Trinity ain't in Scripture either. But we use it to do what? We use it to describe something. The word rapture is not in the Scriptures either, is it? No. But we use it to do what? To describe something. So when heaven calls me boss prophet, that is only a simple description of a high-ranking officer in Jesus Christ. If you got a problem with it, then that's an insecurity on your end. Take it up with the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So don't never let nobody intimidate you with talking about stuff ain't in the word. It's a lot of stuff ain't in the word. Fried chicken ain't in the word, but we eat it. BMWs and SUVs ain't in the word, but we drive them. Cell phones ain't in the word, but we talk on them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a simple description. Mm-hmm. And if I want to call myself that, if people want to call me that, if heaven want to call me that, then so be it. What are you intimidated by that for? What does that have any business to do of yours? Trinity, I'm going to say this again, the word Trinity isn't in the word, but we use it to what? To describe something. The word rapture is not in the word, but we use it to what? To describe the greatest end time event that's going to take place, and that's when Jesus Christ is going to crack the sky open and come back. I give away so much wisdom, information, so much knowledge. I don't know about you, but when I was coming up under my bishop, we had a bookstore, and I used to go buy all his tapes, his sermons. It was like $2 or $3. I used to purchase his sermons out of the church bookstore, and we had cassette tapes back then. And I used to replay them in my recorder throughout the week when I'd be feeling some type of way, or when the enemy started attacking my mind, or when I started to go through stuff, I'd be like, let me listen to what Bishop was saying. And when I began to play it throughout the week, I began to get encouraged. I began to get empowered. I began to get insightful. I began to gain more revelation. I don't know. I guess we too far in the new school now. I don't know what it is. People don't do that these days, but I do. I ain't going to lie. Me and my wife do. Sometimes I listen to my messages, my own personal messages back over. And I not only mine, I listen to even other concrete men and women of God in the body right now. But this is why it's imperative to listen and be available on the Facebook Live. And sometimes, you know, I understand life is busy and stuff like that. That's why you got the replay. But then, to be honest with you, some people ain't all that busy like they saying they is. Some people throughout the week, they sitting on their couch. They probably gossiping with their girlfriends. They probably eating fried chicken, ain't doing nothing, when you could really be doing something to apply to your spiritual life. Apply things to your spiritual life. And it only takes 30-40 minutes to gain wisdom and strategy strategies and knowledge that'll help you out unless you really just don't value it. I used to constantly, because this thing is a battle of the mind, I used to constantly listen to the cassette tapes of my bishop. I used to eat it up. He was an end-time Bible prophecy preacher, Bishop Brent Endress. I thank God for him. That's where I learned a lot of, well, that's actually where I did learn to teach end-time Bible prophecy under his ministry. And I would listen to it over and over. I couldn't get enough of it. I loved the word. I loved it. If I wasn't reading the Bible, I was listening to the word. I was listening into his messages. And I encourage each and one, every one of you all to listen to you, not just my, listen to Apostle Way prayers, not just hers, listen to other concrete men and women of God that can feed you through the week. And all you got to do is sit on a couch or in your kitchen or whatever, just sit down and press play and listen. When some of us watch Lifetime more than we listen to a sermon, more than we pick up our Bible. We sit and we watch the idiot. My dad used to call it the idiot box. My granddaddy used to call it the idiot box. We watch the idiot box, the TV, or we be on YouTube more than we reading our Bible or listening to the messages. The Bible says, how can people be taught, or how can they hear unless they have a preacher to teach to them, a preacher to preach to them? You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying all of this now because I really care about your soul. If I was one of those bishops or one of those preachers that didn't care about your soul, I'd be like, hey, y'all soul, God gonna bless y'all, and I hope y'all have a happy Sunday. I'll talk to y'all later. All right, bye. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even be wasting my time even or my breath saying this. I'm saying this because some of y'all have lost y'all way. You've gotten caught up in the cares of life. And do you not know what the Bible tells us? The Bible says in the end times, it says people are going to be given in marriage. People are going to be having ceremonies. People are going to be getting married, all of that. In life, they're going to just be having fun, doing life. And then Jesus is going to catch them unaware, like a thief in the night when he come back. If you truly believe this the last days, like you preach and like you live, like you say you live, then you really need to pay attention. The spiritual things are the most important. Only what you do for God will last. Don't get so busy with your kids. Don't get so busy with your husband. Don't get so busy with your wife that you forget the relationship of God. Don't get so busy with your with trying to find a man, a husband, or trying to find a wife, or trying to find a job, or do have a job. Don't get so busy where you just give God breadcrumbs and then all these things popping up in the world and you getting scared and fearful, like, what's going on? You understand what I'm saying? If we would be prepared in season and out of season. Jesus said, one thing I always say that stood out, he said, be ye ready. How do you be ready? Listening to the messages that's provided, listening to the sermons that's provided, reading your word. Even if you don't like really reading your word, I tell people you must read your word. But even if you don't, at least you can listen to the word. What will that take out of you?
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.